Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, topside here at Chase Center. Warriors with their Oakland uniforms on. Dark blue with Oakland splashed across the front with gold piping, orange piping down the side with gold letters, gold numbers. Spurs wearing gray with black numbers on the front with a Spurs symbol. Black letters outlined in white on the back, numbers the same. Ben Taylor, Dedrick Taylor, Mitchell Irvin, the three officials. DeMar DeRozan starts alongside second-year pro Keldon Johnson out of Kentucky. LaMarcus Aldridge at center. DeJounte Murray at one guard spot. Lonnie Walker the other against Wiggins, Green, Wiseman, Oubre Jr., and Curry. Tom, do you have any CarMax keys to the game?
How about field goal attempts? The Spurs are the best team in the league at taking care of the ball. A little over 10 turnovers a game. The Warriors are fifth best at forcing turnovers, 16 and a half a game. Warriors need to force the tempo in this one. The Spurs don't play a particularly fast tempo. See if you can get them to turn it over a bit.
The Spurs take more shots than anybody else in the association. High screen for Murray as the gray-clad Spurs have won the opening tip. We're underway. On the far wing, picking up his dribble is Walker. Aldridge gets the pass, back out to Walker. Walker comes near side. Johnson with it, working on Wiggins, spins on him, step back into a fadeaway. It goes about 10 from 14, hit the front rim just barely, and Wiggins gets the long rebound off a deflection. Draymond Green, right side of the circle, terminates and locates Oubre Jr. at the far hash mark. Popping up is Wiseman. Top of the key jumper on the way, hurried it just a little bit. Shot no good, and the rebound falls to San Antonio. No break to speak of for Lonnie Walker. It's a down low. Lonnie Walker the fourth, by the way. Crossover dribble and a drive by Murray. Penetrates over to the corner. Johnson's three won't go there. Wiseman pulls down the rebound. Gliding up the floor. Goes all the way in. Takes a big hit. Goes down. And Wiseman might have thought better of that, but he draws a foul.
Boy, I've seen Johnson play before, but you don't really understand the arc he has on his jump shot until you see it in person.
Yeah.
This guy might hit the scoreboard. I thought the first one was just to try to get it over Wiseman, but the corner three, that had some arc on it too. And you're right, with Wiseman going to the line there, that was probably going to be a really tough shot to make. But you know what? You give the big guy the ball on the break, guess what they're going to do with it close to bucket?
Yep.
They're going to shoot it. It's like if you give a mouse a cookie. Same thing.
Wasn't that a children's book?
Yes, it was. I read it about 1,000 times.
Yeah, me too. You brought that back into my consciousness.
No problem.
Wiseman makes one of two. Now I'm thinking about if you give a moose a muffin.
Yes, yeah. I had that one too.
Aldridge with a jumper. That's off the back rim. No good. Dr. Seuss comes in the second half. Oubre Jr. with the ball. Makes a stutter step, move down the lane, leans back, rejected by Aldridge. And good weak side help that time. And Murray up the floor, his pass. No look from DeRozan to Aldridge, right wing back to Murray. Working on Curry. Left-hand dribble penetrates over to Johnson. There's that high arcy jump shot. It's an air ball in front of the rim. He's 0 for 3. Curry in transition gets a drag screen. Bounce pass to Wiseman to the cup. Spins it in and got fouled.
Just run the court. Run the court. Good things will happen. And he's got a body to run. I mean, he should be getting up and down every single trip. It just puts so much strain on the defense when you get a big guy running right down the middle of the court. Because if you don't pick him up and you pick up all the shooters, that's what happens.
Wiseman looking for the three-point play. Front rim, glass, and good. And Wiseman has all 4 points for Golden State. Currently with a shutout intact. We've played just about 2 minutes of quarter number one. Aldridge up top, straddling the three-point line, hands off to DeRozan. Neither guy likes to shoot threes. DeRozan shooting more of them this year. Pass deflected. Aldridge gets it back to DeRozan, guarded by Curry. Now bangs into him. Side saddle to the foul line. Double teamed out to Aldridge. That's a three, and it's no good. The long rebound, though, goes to Murray, and Murray starts a 14-second set for the Spurs. Off the dribble jumper is good over Curry, and Murray puts San Antonio on the board.
Yeah, so many people make that mistake. When a three goes up, they go in. You got to take your first step or two out. Long shot, long rebound.
Curry to Draymond. Draymond wearing bright orange sneakers. Gets it back from Wiseman. Fires and hits a three straight on. That's 7-2. That's the start for Golden State. 9:25 to go. First quarter.
Yeah, you could see Draymond in the dark 10 miles away with those sneakers on.
Oh, my goodness. I want to cross the street with him. Johnson right side, right corner. Gets it to Walker. Back to Johnson. Johnson drives on Draymond. Runs into him. The shot's up. It's no good. Wiseman the rebound. They play as a non-call, and Curry takes the outlet, throws ahead, bad pass, deflected by DeRozan, but it goes out of bounds on the city sideline, and it will be Warriors ball. It's got Oakland in the center circle, splashed across like it would say Warriors way back in the day, and we believe on both sides of the floor. That's kind of cool.
Very cool.
I like that.
Yep.
Jerseys look sweet.
As soon as they get the... Run TTMC logo. It'll be all set.
It's in development right now. It's in the beta stage. As Oubre Jr. goes in, draws a foul. And our guy next door, Daniel Brusilovsky, he handles all that stuff. We'll get him right on.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a foul on DeRozan, and DeRozan now picks up his second foul. Oubre Jr. to the free throw line. San Antonio's won 6 of their last 8, 5 of 6 on the road in that stretch. Everybody's playing better on the road this year. I think simply because everybody's just focused on basketball. There are absolutely no distractions on the road now.
Yep.
Can't go out to dinner, can't do much of anything except go to the hotel and play ball.
That's it.
And then there are no fans that get the home team fired up. Oubre Jr. hits both free throws. Warriors off to a good start. They lead by 7. 8:55, our time remaining in the first quarter. Here's DeRozan. Running start. Pump fake. Got Wiseman up in the air. And the foul on the rookie.
And that's DeRozan's game.
Yep.
Getting to the free throw line. Getting to the mid-range game. I think he's trying to change a little bit. You mentioned he's shooting more threes this year than previous years. But it's only about two a game. Because that's where he's always felt comfortable. But he knows where the league's going. He's trying to adapt.
He's drawn 17 fouls on shot attempts in the mid-range now. He's drawn over 13 at the rim. 18% of his shot attempts result in a foul. He hits both free throws. Averaging 6 free throws a night. 9-4, Warriors up 5 after DeRozan casts in. Oubre Jr. in deep, goes up and dunked it. He wasn't sure who was behind him. He waited a moment, then went up and dunked it.
Well, that's one thing. You get the ball near the rim against the Spurs. They don't really have a lot of rim protectors out there. Aldridge, maybe.
Murray takes Curry down the box, throws it outside to Aldridge. Now to DeRozan. DeRozan on top of the logo, backs up Wiggins, rotates over to the wing. Murray there for a three look that does not fall. Draymond Green pulls it down off the rim. Draymond surveys, looks, waiting, almost dragged that pivot foot again. Got it over to Oubre Jr., back to Draymond. Screen by Curry. Draymond, full head of steam, right down the lane. Nobody stopped him. Easy layup and a timeout for Greg Popovich, who's not happy. He and LaMarcus Aldridge trading pleasantries as they get to the timeout. 8:02 to go first quarter, 13-4. Warriors with a lead on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, Dub Nation, together we built a strong legacy in Oakland. We don't take that lightly. We've teamed up once again with our friends at Oaklandish, creating a limited edition line of clothing inspired by the Oakland Forever jersey. Go to Warrior Shop online or Thrive City to rep Oakland Forever. Town business. Aldridge with the ball for San Antonio. Back to live action. Spurs attacking the basket to our right. In deep. Ball thrown out. Curry with the intercept off the feet from Johnson. Bounce pass. Oubre. Chest pass over to Wiggins for three. No good for the right corner. Rebound goes to Murray. Murray played his college ball at UW over to DeRozan. Pulls up from the foul line. That's his sweet spot right there at the elbow. And he bangs home a jump shot. Warriors 13, Spurs 6. Curry with a very bad pass. Murray the steal, and he flies in for a dunk.
Yeah, that's just a lazy pass, and you give up two. And when you go, you just shake your head, which Curry's doing right now.
I'm pretty sure the head coach is probably shaking his head a little bit.
Oh, I know he is.
Wiseman backdoor nice. To Draymond off a screen by Curry. All is forgiven, and Draymond lays it in.
Really nice pass by Wiseman, too.
Assist for the rookie. Draymond with his second layup. Warriors up seven. Murray jump pass to DeRozan. DeRozan over to Walker. He'll take a three. It's up and good from the right wing above the break.
Well, they shoot a lot of them. A lot more than they used to.
6:35, our time remaining. First quarter, ball to Wiseman. Wiseman up top. Wiggins comes and gets a handoff, gets downhill, down the lane, all the way, flipped it nice. Up and in, got fouled. He's going to the free throw line. Lonnie Walker, the fourth, with the personal. Under control that time.
I got to be honest, I don't even know if I should say that team shoots a lot of threes now.
Doesn't everybody shoot a lot of threes?
Should I tell you when a team doesn't shoot a lot of threes? I mean, they'll know.
Yeah. I think the stat I saw today was like there's like nine teams that – like 38% or more of their shots are threes now.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Free throw good for Wiggins. Three-point play. His first points of the night. Warriors up 18-11. DeRozan probing the defense. Gets Wiseman on the switch. Rotates over the far side. Good pump fake. Johnson now to Murray. Murray on the baseline. Curry right with him at the elbow. Backs up three-point line. Now tries to go. Pulls up. Contested two. Off the rim. Wiseman flies back for the rebound. Gets it over to Draymond. Steve Kerr says, let's go. Down the floor. Draymond gets it. Oubre Jr. slices through. Draymond finds Wiggins up top. He'll fake. He'll drive right down the lane. Look out. Goes in and got fouled as he went in to try to jam that one. He took off. He fell down kind of hard on the baseline to our left, but apparently is okay.
Love the aggressiveness. That's twice now. We've seen him take the ball to the hole, and he's a bigger body than you think. I mean, he can take that punishment. Now, no one's going to be able to withstand getting in the face as you're going to the rim, but I love the fact he's been aggressive. Oubre has been aggressive, and they're not just settling out there.
Greg Popovich on the sideline. Got that long hair going.
Yep.
And now we have a technical foul called on DeMar DeRozan. DeRozan, who was checking out of the game, had some choice words for Dedrick Taylor. And a technical foul has been called.
Yeah, my good friend Sean Elliott, who I played with at Arizona, played for the Spurs under Coach Pop. And now as Steph makes the second free throw. Now their color analyst on the TV side. I talked to him today. He said, because I asked him about Pop's hair. I go, is he going to go full Nelly and try to get a ponytail? He goes, I don't know, but he's got the Doc Brown look going.
Oh, there you go. Where's my flux capacity?
Exactly.
All five starters have scored. Wiggins at the line for his second. Hits the rim, rolls off. Good box out inside from Johnson on Draymond. Leaving the rebound for Murray. Crossover dribble by Murray. Help there. Ball to Aldridge. Now Johnson makes his way down the lane. The floater is up. It won't go. Looney clears the rebound. He has replaced Wiseman on the floor. Curry officer in great head fake. Down the lane to the rim. Oh, that was sweet off the back plate. My goodness.
Double fake.
Oh. He left three defenders in his wake. Three. Aldridge, hand off Johnson. Johnson now drives in on Looney, goes up, and a foul on Kavon. Couldn't decide to take the charge. Bazemore is also checked in now for Golden State.
Johnson, I got to give him credit. He is not deterred. 0-for-5, and he's still being aggressive. And a lot of times when you're a young player, you start off slow and you tend to go into a shell a little bit. But he says, look, if that's the right play, let's go with it.
Free throw by Kelda Johnson is good. So now we'll get Patty Mills is checked in. Bree Gay is lacing up the sweats. And I believe we have a Devin Russell sighting, rookie out of Florida State. Free throws, 1 of 2, 21-13. Warriors up 8. Draymond Green gets it downstairs. Actually, it was 2 of 2 from the line. Wiggins with a little post-up, turning left shoulder. He goes up and scores. Wiggins aggressive to the rim here in the first quarter.
If you get a smaller player on him, I love him on that left block.
Murray, the half-court set for San Antonio. Johnson guarded by Draymond. Waits for Aldridge up top. Aldridge one dribble, got it on the wing, on the drive. Vassell pulls up the shot. It's up no good. Rebound good to Curry. Curry now. Down the lane, stops, leans in, pass to Bazemore. Back over to Looney to Draymond on the far wing. Now we have a whistle, and what do we have? An offensive foul. And this is on Kent Bazemore. 14-2, points in the paint favoring Golden State.
Yeah, I didn't see that foul. I was too busy watching Steph run around his own players like traffic cones. You get caught sometimes watching that guy, and his movement. It's just incredible. It really is.
Jakob Poeltl and Rudy Gay, the grizzled veteran out of UConn, has checked in. There's Patty Mills having a sensational season. Gay in the far corner, dribbles up top, got it down to Murray. Murray drives on Curry, stops and forces up a shot in traffic. No good. Poeltl with the offensive rebound, tipped it across the cylinder. No good. Wiggins has it with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Warriors up 10. Wiggins fakes, stops at the circle, backs up, feeds Looney. Looney terminates his dribble, needs help, and Draymond circles over to grab it from him. Back to Looney at the left box to Curry, curling off the screen, takes a three. It's good, and he got fouled. He got run into by Murray, and Curry's got a chance for a four-point play.
It stopped so quick, and great job by Draymond with the rescreen. He's always looking for Curry and always looking to get him open, whether he has the ball, looking for the pass, or if he doesn't have the ball, he'll pass somebody else. Boom. Where's Steph? Let me go find Steph, get him open.
Third and one for the Warriors in the corner. Curry hits the free throw. It's a 14-point first quarter lead for Golden State, 27-13. On the far wing, jumper by Rudy Gay, hit the glass, and that was it. Curry with a rebound. Curry stops the transition, backs up. Curry feeds Draymond. Draymond drops the ball, handoff up top. Bazemore takes a top-of-the-key jumper, spins off the rim. Rudy Gay with a rebound. Gay to the timeline, drifting left. Guarded by Looney, brings it to the right wing. Vassell gets it over the far side. Patty Mills collides with Bazemore, shoots over him as Bazemore was lying down, and Patty Mills hits the shot.
Well, it makes it a lot easier when the defender falls down.
Still, it's a tough landing. Lob by Draymond, in for the dunk was Wiggins. He missed it over the head. It clanked away, and here's Rudy Gay. His pass deflected by Looney, grabbed by Bazemore. 3-on-2. Bazemore down the lane, off balance, off glass. Not textbook, but it did result in 2 points.
Well, he slowed himself down just enough to be able to regain body control and then have nice touch on that shot.
All NBA teams required next year to go through the Tolbert Fast Break Clinic. Mills on the near side, guarded by Looney. St. Mary's Gale penetrates, gets it over to the wing, behind the back, Rudy Gay in the corner, the jumper is up and it's good. And a timeout, Steve Kerr calls a timeout. Devin Vassell with a three from the left corner. 29-18 the score. Warriors up 11. We'll take the break on the 95-7 The Game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. James Wiseman with a career-high 3 assists in this quarter. And Stephen Curry, by playing in this game, has tied the great Paul Arizin for fourth all-time in games played as a Warrior, 713. Hall of Famer Paul Arizin. Curry with the ball, brings it up the floor. Warriors going right to left on your radio dial. Over to Oubre Jr. It's a three. It's up and good. 32-18 Warriors, their largest lead of the quarter in the game with 2:14 left here in the first. Rudy Gay to Pirtle. Hand off to Gay. Elbow jumper, whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul. Pirtle's call for the illegal screen. Oubre Jr. selling the call. And turnover. Curry guarded by Patty Mills. Low with the dribble. Across the timeline. Waits, goes behind the back, sheds Mills, takes a three, knocked it down. Whew, my goodness. Curry at double figures, and he is just frisky tonight. Murray off a pick. Jump pass over to Mills. Mills, one dribble, fade away, two, rattled it home. He has been on fire all year long. Curry crossing midcourt quickly, hunting a shot, takes it down left corner, gets Pirtle on a switch, crossover dribble, head fake, stutter step, spins it back, in traffic, no look to Looney. Looney didn't know what to do with it, handed it off, and there was Patty Mills with a steal. Pass for Oubre Jr., intended for Vassell. Oubre Jr. ahead to Looney. Looney pump fake, goes to the corner to Bazemore, up top, Curry doesn't shoot. Well, they messed that up. Curry steps back, and now whistle. He stepped out of bounds, so if you had a minute 13 to go in the first quarter, that's the first time someone stepped out of bounds with the ball. Tonight, you're the winner. It's not Powerball, but you're still a winner.
I've never seen so many people pass up wide-open dunks and layups. Looney was the only guy with the ball underneath the hoop.
I'm telling you, the Tolbert Fast Break Clinic.
Yeah, that's not fast break. That's just, what are you doing?
Mills to Pirtle, who walks down Broadway and gets a right-hand dunk.
You're wide open. Dunk it. It's 2 points. Now, threes were like 40 points, and okay, do it.
35-22 Warriors. Man. Warriors are 12 of 17 for the floor. Damian Lee throws over the top to Oubre Jr. He wants to go. Shoots over Rudy Gay. It's no good. A whistle and a foul. Gay with a tap on the elbow. And that turns out to be a foul on San Antonio. Well, the other night, James Wiseman, when he ran over Marc Gasol for a charge, picked up his fifth foul, got so upset, he came over and smashed the Gatorade cooler. Here's Eric Paschal.
It actually scared me. So I was on the bike. I just wasn't expecting it. It just was like, I saw he was frustrated, so like I kind of jumped when I was on the bike, like, oh, what was that noise? But then I saw he was frustrated. But again, we tell him all the time, like, it's part of the game. I mean, you're not going to have a great game every game. And
that was Eric Paschal. Free throws for Oubre. It's 36-22 is the count now. Mills down the lane. He drives hard, flipped it on the rim, and rolls down for Patty Mills.
That was a tough bucket.
Quick six for Mills. Bazemore, left baseline. Oubre Jr. finds Curry. Curry fakes, drives all the way down, lost the ball, and it is a jump ball tied up by the rookie Devin Vassell out of Florida State. We'll jump in the circle to our left.
Yeah, that was a nice play. All ball, reaching all the way across.
The Spurs like him. They got him with the 11th pick of the draft.
Yeah, kind of a 3-and-D guy from Florida State.
6'5", 195 pounds. Tips the jump ball over to Jakob Pirtle, and San Antonio with it. They're down 12. If they get a bucket here, it'll be down 10 or 9. At the end of the first quarter, they have to feel pretty good about that. Considering they're 9 of 21 from the field and trailing by 12. Mills off a screen. Mills topside, three on the way. Lands too strong. Oubre Jr. with 5 seconds, with four. Dribbles it up the floor. Now takes it to the right all the way. Right hand sweeping runner is no good, and the quarter is over. End of one here at Chase Center. Warriors in their Oakland uniforms. Oakland forever. They lead 36-24 on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Golden State 12 of 19 from the floor in this first quarter. And as we get ready to start the second, they're 26 of their last 42 going back to Monday night. All part of your CarMax game summary. Warriors leading 36-24 as we start the second quarter.
Well, they're not chucking threes. They've only taken four threes. and they made all four of them.
Right.
But they're not settling. They've already had 16 points in the paint. Getting to the free throw line, getting to the rim. And you know what? You do that, and then you loosen up the defense, and now the threes become wide open threes.
Warriors with their second unit out there. Damian Lee, first possession over to Jordan Poole, who gets a second quarter start. Lee penetrates to Oubre Jr. Poole loses the ball, and Devin Vassell takes it over now. Throws back to Patty Mills. Nobody guards him. Goes all the way in. Rejected by Oubre, who came over at the last moment to knock it away. Eric Paschal on the break. Driving down the lane. Left-hand scoop on the rim. Doesn't go. Rudy Gay with the rebound. It's 5-on-4. Gay takes it to the middle. Lost the ball. Goes right over to Vassell in the right corner. That's no good. Slapped out to midcourt by Vassell. Trey Lyles has made an appearance for San Antonio. Rudy Gay takes a baseline. Draws a crowd. Cross-court skip, got it over to Lyles. Lyles had it knocked away, picked up on the floor. Vassell to Mills with 1 second, a deep three. That doesn't go, and a rebound for Damian Lee.
Nice defense for the Warriors at possession.
Absolutely. Wanamaker on the far side. Takes it to the elbow, up top Lee. They give him a three. He takes a three. It does not fall. It goes off the back rim. Warriors' first miss from distance. Now, Vassell pulls up mid-range, right side, short, and Paschal had the rebound go off his foot, and it goes out of bounds. By the way, I had said Nico Mannion was active, but he is inactive for tonight's game. I did see him warming up, though.
He was. He had the warm-ups on and everything.
Not sure.
He tricked us.
Yep. Jordan Poole, who looks like he has the Stockton version of the shorts on.
It's about time for a Rudy Gay shot, isn't it? Well, maybe not.
Patty Mills, right corner, shoots an air ball. It's grabbed by Trey Lyles on the weak side, and he laid it in.
As Jim always says, air ball goes to the offense.
Absolutely. 10-point lead for Golden State. Poole gets it to Wanamaker. Wanamaker off a screen, takes a three. That's no good. Warriors not really running in their offense too much there. And now the near side, Lyles, he'll penetrate. Euro steps to the rim, knocked away by Paschal, who's called for a foul. He must have bumped him because it looked like the block was clean.
No, it definitely was clean. Must have hit him as he went by. Yeah, reached in with the hand. I don't think he hit him.
Yeah.
He didn't hit him hard, but maybe he just kind of clipped his chin hair. And that was enough.
In your era, if you were playing the Knicks, Pat Riley would be furious that you didn't get hit harder. Free throw good by Lyles.
He'd laugh at you if you got that call. In fact, you wouldn't get that call. Tim, it's a kinder, gentler game.
It is. It is a kinder, gentler
game.
And
for the most part, it's a better game.
So much more predicated on skill.
Yep, absolutely.
The second free throw by Lyles is no good. He made the first. Rudy Gay with an offensive rebound. Warriors the worst rebounding team in the league. Mills, the Jakob Pertl, who stutter steps down the lane, missed an awkward-looking release, and Damian Lee pulls down the rebound. Sporting a gold headband, gets it over to Jordan Poole. Great bounce pass right through the hands of Paschal. Oubre Jr. takes it middle, forced up a shot, no good. Got his own rebound, back up and up on the rim, no good. Rudy Gay, defensive board. The shot selection, not great, but the effort was, and now we get a whistle, and what do we have here?
I think Poole was battling with Pertl down on the block.
Golden State has missed their last 7 shots. Their lead is down to 9. Lonnie Walker, the fourth, checks back in. Rudy Gay will toss it in on the near wing. Rudy Gay gets it over to Patty Mills. Mills off a screen, chased by Wanamaker, goes to Gay. Baseline, Rudy Gay, there's the shot. It's a layup coming down the baseline to the rim.
Professional score.
Yep. Rudy Gay has been in this league a long time because he has a skill set.
Yep.
7-0-1 for the Spurs. Warriors might need a timeout here. Now, driving on the right side, Jordan Poole, shot no good. Rebound, Gay. And the Spurs' second unit outplaying the Warriors' second group. Gay goes down the lane. Euro steps into a one-hand floater. It's up and good. All the hard work the Warriors did in the first quarter has gone away. 36-31, 5-point lead and a timeout with 9 minutes to go in the first half on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Back in Oakland, time now for the Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Kia, the official vehicle partner of the Warriors. Go to Kia.com to learn more. since it's Oakland Forever Night here at Chase Center, why don't we ask a question about Oakland? And that is, what is your favorite thing about Oakland? Hit me up at Warriors Vox on Twitter. Send me an email, timroy@warriors.com. That's T-I-M-R-O-Y-E at warriors.com. We'll try to get to as many as we can. Where and how are you listening? Always want to. As Pascal goes down the lane, forced up a shot over Jakob Poeltl. That's no good. Golden State has missed their last nine. Their lead is five. Rudy Gay bangs Pascal out of the way. 14-footer, no good. Damian Lee, defensive rebound.
Yeah, I know Pascal likes to drive, but against a bigger player like Poeltl, maybe the one dribble pull-up jump shot's better for him.
Lee off a screen to Pascal, takes a three straight on, and now it's 10 shots in a row as it's no good. Lee gets the rebound. Back out to Wanamaker, to Oubre Jr. He takes a three. That's good. Top of the key three for Kelly Oubre Jr. First bucket of the second quarter for the Warriors. They lead by eight. Patty Mills, wing pick over to Jakob Poeltl. Good pump fake. Dribbles in, left hand, no good. Slapped out of bounds. Last touch by Pascal. Jakob Poeltl causing problems inside.
He's causing problems with the backboard. That thing hit at a high rate of speed.
I think
he actually may have got bumped. I think there may have been a foul there, but who am I to say?
They wanted him to be more aggressive this year offensively.
He had a nice skill set at Utah. He's going to be a decent offensive player. Not great, but decent.
Andrew Wiggins back on the floor. Inbounds, knocked away, stolen by the Warriors. Pulling up in transition. Damian Lee misses a three. Wiggins right there to clean it up on the layup low right. Wasn't an air ball, but it was close. Whoa, Rudy Gay almost backcourt from Patty Mills. Just got across in time. Trey Lyles with a drive. Euro steps Damian Lee out of the way to the rim.
Yeah, just too big for Damian Lee. Hit him with that body, and Damian Lee went flying.
41-33, far side, Wanamaker goes in. Ball knocked away, comes all the way out to half court, and it's off of Wanamaker, and it will be San Antonio ball.
Well, he drove with the intention to score, but once Poeltl moved over, he knew he wasn't going to be able to get that shot off. And at that point, there was no plan B, so he just chucked it out toward the perimeter and hoped for the best.
Patty Mills off a pick. Backup group for Golden State really not having the same juice that they've had in recent games. Mills off a screen, comes to the right side. Rotates over to Lyles. Good pump fake. Step back off the dribble. Three won't go. Rebound picked up by Wanamaker. Control break. Down the near wing. Throws up top to Wiggins. Over to Pascal. Pascal goes to work. Rotates back out to Wanamaker. Now to Damian Lee. Behind the screen, three is up and no good as Rudy Gay got out there to contest. Still 41-33 Warriors with 6:52 to go in the first half. Walker has it from Lyles. Triple no good, tipped out by Poeltl. Got it over to Patty Mills from Gay. The three no good. Damian Lee with the rebound. Lee throws ahead to Wanamaker down the right wing. Stops at the hash mark. Looks for a post up. Looks for Wiggins. Goes up top to Pascal instead. Pascal backs up Poeltl. 17-footer. Just what the doctor ordered. When I say doctor, I mean you.
Oh, yeah.
43-33. Greg Popovich will call a timeout. We'll take a break. 6:26 to go. First half on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Second quarter in the paint. Spurs 8, Warriors 2. Golden State leading by 10. 43-33. There's a 2-2-1 full court press put out by the Warriors. And now Walker takes up the floor. He traveled, no call. Nobody saw it. And now the ball comes over to Murray. Steve Kerr not happy. Walker, dribble drive, double clutch, got out of the corner. Johnson gets it up top. Here's DeRozan. Pump fake, steps in, shoots over Pascal. No good. Rebound Aldridge. Put back good low rights.
I always told Steve, I go, Steve, you got to settle down on the travels. I don't want to see on your tombstone, R.I.P. It was a travel.
Oh, he just got teed up. He just kicked the scorer's table.
He gets so mad. That is his pet peeve.
Ben Taylor just teed him up. I thought he might broke his foot or something there. He came by and he smacked. Oh, yeah, he just smashed it. And Ben Taylor saw that, teed him up. Here's DeRozan. So...
literally, that is his biggest, I think his biggest pet peeve is traveling. And he just...
well, it is weird. If you're on the wing, like LeBron the other night, you're going to get called for travel.
Yep.
But if you come down the lane and take an extra step,
yep,
you have the gather.
You know what? And we talked about this, that they're kind of the refs are programmed to catch that catch and go where you move your pivot feet. But some of the other ones, they just don't catch. It's just the inconsistency, I think, that drives people crazy.
43-36, Curry back on the floor, rotates over. Wanamaker, wide open three, no good. And the defensive rebound, DeRozan. Golden State up seven, 5:40 to go. First half of play, DeRozan front court. Now drives on Wanamaker, takes him all the way in, stripped, whistle, and a foul on Wanamaker. If he had not reached, he had pretty much sealed off there.
Of course, if he hadn't reached, DeRozan was going to jump right over him anyway.
DeRozan with Johnson, Aldridge, you're spoiling my narrative. Murray and Walker round out the five.
Well, just wink at me or something.
Wiggins, Draymond, Wiseman, Curry, and Wanamaker for Golden State. By the way, the Twitter question, where and how are you listening? What do you like about Oakland? Michael checks in. He's listening on his Amazon Echo. Says, exercising on the Bay Bridge.
Ah.
That's one I would not have anticipated.
Hopefully on the sides.
Let the daredevils. Two free throws for DeRozan. He's got seven. Warriors lead by five. Wiseman outside. Hand off Curry. Curry drifting. Draws a crowd. Skip pass over to Wiggins. Above the break three. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Andrew Wiggins.
That's a heck of a pass. Not only did Steph find Wiggins, all Wiggins had to do was catch and shoot. I mean, it was just a perfect pass from cross court.
46-38. You can hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Box. DeRozan gets the ball in the wing. Now Aldridge will have it in the corner. Doubled. Pass deflected. Johnson runs it down to midcourt. Back to DeRozan with seven to shoot. Back over to Johnson. Takes the three. It's on the way. It's another air ball. It goes out of bounds. This will not be that young man's favorite building to shoot in.
Now, I was going to say, maybe there's some sidelines here that are throwing him off.
Curry with the ball. Off a screen by Wiseman. Top of the circle. Down the lane. Floats it up. High off the glass. He shot that flat-footed, and it went in.
Well, I think he thought he was going to get the foul, so he'd throw it up. I'm not even sure if he expected to make that one.
My goodness. DeRozan feeds Walker. Johnson rotates out to Aldridge. It's a three look that doesn't go. Rebound Wanamaker. Wanamaker had trouble with the dribble. One time, Austin Spurr grabbed Wanamaker. Play for their G League team. Draymond Green. That was way back in 2012. Curry gets it. Curry down the lane. To the rim. Splitting traffic. Gets the bucket. Curry makes it 50-38. Curry has a 14-point first half.
I don't think Coach Pop is all that thrilled with Aldridge right now.
No. No, they've had already a couple of words. DeRozan spins on Wanamaker. Doubled. Gets it to corner to Walker. Up top to Murray. Good ball movement, but the shot doesn't fall. And the rebound, Wanamaker down the right wing. Wiseman trying to post up inside on Murray. They missed him. Draymond gets it. High pass. Wiseman the catch. Two-hand flush in low. Patience by Wiseman that time.
I thought they might call a timeout, but it looks like Pop's looking at him like, go ahead.
9-0 run. The starters have been good tonight for Golden State. DeRozan takes the handoff. Has Wiseman. Fades and fires from the foul line. Wide right. Curry gets the rebound. Curry bounce pass to the cutting Wiggins. Goes down to Wiseman baseline. Another two-hand slam for James Wiseman. It's an 11-0 burst, and now comes the timeout with 3:18 to go in the second quarter. 54-38 Warriors on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, the Warriors with Draymond Green at plus 20, Wiggins at plus 18, Wiseman plus 16, Curry plus 19 right now. Spurs bring it up. Warriors 54. And San Antonio 38. The 36 points the Warriors scored in the first quarter, third most allowed by San Antonio this year. On the baseline, ball rotated out to Aldridge. Left elbow jumper, in and out. Curry has the rebound. Murray guarding him. Off a pick by Draymond. Curry takes a three, straight on. Swish! Boy, he has just been active here in the first half.
He's not hitting rim from three. He is locked in.
6 of 7 shooting. He's all three threes. He's got 17 points and now a foul on a drive as Murray tried to get to the rim. And
the great thing he's doing, too, is he's not forcing threes.
Right.
He's just waiting for clean looks. And you look at the Warriors, they've only shot 13 threes in the game so far. So I love the fact they're not settling. If they're there, they'll take them, absolutely. But if they're not there, let's see if we can get to the rim.
14 straight for the Dubs. DeRozan leaves his feet. Bad pass out of bounds intended for Murray, and San Antonio has derailed. Their backup group played so well to start this quarter, but now the starters are back in there, and Curry and crew have taken them to task. Curry stops on a dime, fakes Murray, dribbles down the lane, lob for Wiseman. It's a two-hand slam for Wiseman. Wow.
They're just having fun out there now.
Three dunks for Wiseman in the quarter. He's got 10 points. Crossover dribble. We get a whistle and a foul. Who's it on? Curry. Curry with a foul. All of a sudden, Tom, it was about a six-point lead. Now it's 21.
Yep.
Wow.
And LaMarcus Aldridge probably looking over at Pop going, well, you want me to go help? He went and helped. Guess what happened? He just lobbed it up to Wiseman. Smash time. That's a tough position to be put in as a big guy, especially when you have a guy behind you who's even taller and can jump. You're really in a no-win situation there.
The free throws are up and good by DeJounte Murray. Stops a 16-0 run over 3 minutes and 1 second. 59-40. Here's Curry again. Gets bump. Feeds Wiseman. Goes up for a dunk and got fouled.
Well, they're not sitting pick and roll up top. They're just letting Steph go one-on-one. And if he beats his man, it's going to be a bucket because Steph's going to finish a little floater, maybe get to the other side of the rim. Or if the big guy comes over and helps, they'll just dump it off to Wiseman and throw a lob to Wiseman. So right now, whoever's guarding Steph, they got to figure out a way to keep him in front of him because he's beating him to the paint. It's killing him.
Jeff checks in. He likes the Fox Theater and Scott's Seafood in Oakland. Jeff in San Jose, one of our regulars. Mary in San Jose on Sirius XM. Two free throws good for Wiseman, who has 12 first half points. Nice bounce back night for him. Crossover dribble DeRozan. Goes to the corner. Murray puts it on the deck. Pulls up. Jumper over Draymond. Slides it home. 61-42 Warriors with a 1:50 to go here in the second. Curry. Timeline to Draymond. Draymond fakes the handoff right down the lane. Lob for Wiseman. Goes up. Got fouled from behind.
So that time they send Draymond out. Send a pick and roll. They double step. Draymond slips it. Bounce pass. Now he became what Steph was the last couple possessions. He's the ball handler going to the paint. And if you don't stop him, he's going to lay it up. And if you come over, what's he going to do? Throw it over your head to Wiseman.
Foul was not a controlled shot. Curry takes an inbounds, circles off a Wiseman pick. No good. Wiggins with a rebound. Goes saved out of bounds nicely by Patty Mills, and Murray off and running to the trailing Mills on the left wing. Back up to Murray. Nobody's home. He'll take a three. Misses that. Curry tipped the rebound, but Aldridge knocked it out of bounds, and Golden State will have it.
Well, that's been the story so far. Spurs are 2-for-18 from three.
Wow. Now, Wiseman and Curry play catch in the backcourt. What a first half for Steph Curry. 17 points, 4 assists, 5 boards. Curry stops, backs up the defender, takes the three. Oh, it was money, cold, hard cash for Steph Curry. 64-42. Largest lead of the game for the Warriors. Outside Murray, open three. That's good.
This could be one of those games where Steph gets double-digit threes.
Well, Curry right now is 4-of-5 from distance. Draymond dribbles, lost the handle, feeds Curry, guarded by Mills. Curry behind the back, goes around Mills, down the lane, feeds Wiggins. Wiggins for three left wing. That's no good. Patty Mills, a defensive rebound. Always quick, always good with the ball. Flipped it over to Aldridge, back to Mills. Sets up shot for a three, won't get it. Rebound deflected and grabbed by Wiggins. Draymond will take it and puts on the brakes with 26 seconds to go. Curry takes it. He's going to try to run some clock now with a difference of 7 and change between the two. And neither team a foul to give. Curry behind the back. Draws a crowd. Feeds Draymond. He'll penetrate. Bad pass. Deflected away to the wing. Oubre Jr. saved it. Got it to Curry. Deep three from the logo. It's no good. They said he didn't get it off in time.
I'm not sure I'd run it Oubre to leave Steph wide open. I don't care where Steph is.
Just a thought.
If he's inside half court, Steph is the most dangerous guy in the building from long range.
Curry will sit down as Bazemore comes in for defense. 6.7 is the time they put up on the clock. Murray to DeRozan. DeRozan crosses midcourt. Met by Wiggins. Behind the back, twice the dribble. Spins. Hangs out to Murray. A deep three at the buzzer is an air ball. Good defense by Golden State. They go to the locker room with a 19-point lead. 64-45. Coming up at halftime, our own James Kincaid, who's filling in for R.C. Davis tonight. He'll have some thoughts from head coach Steve Kerr on Inauguration Day. Scores from around the association and more on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 64-45, Warriors lead at the break. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, and Tom, a very good first half for Golden State. And, boy, it just seems they came out very confident with what they were able to do. And it seems like whatever, you know, the medicine was that they took on Monday night to hang into that game and pull out a win over the Lakers has really paid them dividends so far tonight.
Well, I just love, well, the defense has been fantastic. They've held the Spurs to 33% shooting, 32.7 to be precise, 3-for-21 from behind the arc. Now, a lot of that are the Spurs just missing shots, but a lot of it is defense, making a team rush, trying to get up shots where we have a chance to close out on them on defense, so you make them hurry. And a lot of times open shots aren't as easy. But offensively, I was really impressed with their patience beyond the three-point line. 8-for-16, so they didn't take a ton of them, but they made 50% of them. Steph was on fire, 4-for-5. Kelly Oubre was 2-for-2. And what was the theme, though? Let's get to the rim early. Let's get to the paint early. They're outscoring the Spurs in the paint 28-16. And not only that, 28 points in the paint on 21 shots. So they're being really, really efficient. So make sure you keep being aggressive. Don't fall into a let's settle for a few threes here in the third quarter. Keep doing what you're doing.
Warriors had the ball to start the second half. They're going left to right. Same five that opened the ball game for head coach Steve Kerr. And ditto that for the Spurs. Warriors put up 36 points in the first quarter. Draymond Green, first possession. Oubre Jr. over to Wiggins. Gets a screen from Wiseman. Pick and pop over to Oubre Jr. He'll drive, goes up, floats it up over Aldridge. No good. Tipped out of bounds and off the Spurs, as in the contest was Wiseman.
You love it if you're the Spurs, too. Wiseman starts heading down to the other end of the court.
Yeah. 14 on the clock. Warriors will inbound. Far side of the basket to our left. Up top, Draymond. Now to Wiseman. Wiseman back up top of the bounce pass to Draymond. Wiseman with a great catch of an errant pass on the left wing. Jab step into a jump shot. No good. And the defensive rebound to Keldon Johnson. He had a tough first half, Johnson. He was 0-for-6 from the floor. Feeds DeRozan. DeRozan spinning, gliding, left hand up and good as he got to the rim on Kelly Oubre Jr.
Well, he is really good inside 17 feet.
Was drafted in that 09 draft that featured Steph Curry. Draymond Green goes in, drives over. Aldridge missed the runner. Rebound loose. Here comes Murray with a 3-on-2. Oubre Jr. falls down. Murray goes in and scores with a right hand.
Top of the key got him.
Yep. And Curry just let Murray go, which is probably the smart play there.
Agree.
Wiseman on the left side. Hand off Curry. Back to Draymond. Beautiful pass, and the layup is good.
All because of Steph. Everyone goes to Steph, and Draymond wide open.
Gravity that Steph has. DeRozan down the lane. Shot up, no good. A block, a whistle, and a foul.
I got the same thing on him. Where did we?
And who's the foul going to be on? Tell me, Wiggins. By the way, the Kia Twitter question today, where and how are you listening? What's your favorite thing about Oakland? Ernie's in Concord listening tonight. John says the best thing was going to games in Oakland. Vicky's listening on the Sirius XM sync to the television. Appreciate that. Free throw good for DeRozan.
Those were good times. Can't wait to get the fans back here.
You know, and the Other part about it, the Warriors are the only Bay team ever to play in all three cities. Had a year in San Jose.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So DeRozan cashes in for two. Golden State leading by 15. Draymond Green down the near wing. Picks up his dribble over to Oubre Jr. Spurs in the zone. Curry off a screen. Curry dribbles backward, flip to Wiggins, takes a baseline to the rack, goes in and scores, gliding in, changing his body on the way up to get square to the hole, and he banked it home.
You see all the athleticism right in that move.
That was really good. Walker up, no good. Rebound, Johnson in traffic, missed that. Second rebound, he's fouled hard by Oubre Jr.
He's probably thinking, can I get one of these to go?
0 for 7 now.
I know what that feels like. Of course, the game that I was, I think the worst game I had was 1 for 11. I think Akeem actually blocked 5 of those shots, so I don't even know if those count.
Man.
I think they were up 18 at the end of the game and go, hey, can you just let me get off a shot? Like, even if I miss it, just let me get it off.
He was so good.
Go.
1 of 2 from the free throw line for the Spurs and Johnson, so he has 3 points off the line. Right side triple by Oubre Jr. No good. Wiggins with the rebound, and he got pushed. Murray with the foul.
Since I mentioned Akeem real quick before we get back to the action, best international player ever, Dirk or Akeem?
Wow. That's a really good question. Now Boumshay. Curry with the ball. Up top to Wiggins. Wiggins holds it far wing. That is a great question. On the right sideline, Draymond Green takes a three. It's off the glass. No good. Curry had the rebound. Missed it in traffic. And the Spurs with the board and the ball. DeRozan traveled. No call. Leans in. Left his feet. Hand off Aldridge. Goes up. Ugly play. Tipped up and in. Finally by DeRozan. 68-54.
You know who shuddered when they traveled didn't call it? Score table.
Yes, that's right. Curry drives in, banked it home on the right side. He is just on point tonight.
Yep.
8 of 11. He's got 22 points. 70-54. Well, there's another travel call not made. I think your friend will be maybe heading home. Here's Walker, double clutch down the lane, left-handed, no good. Oubre Jr. with a rebound.
Push it.
Oubre Jr. comes down the right side, uses Wiseman as a screen, gets to the paint, no look, back outside, Draymond for three, up and no good.
Nice.
Wiseman with a great rebound, and he flushed it down with the left hand. That was nasty by James Wiseman. And the Warriors go back up by 18, and Greg Popovich wants time. 72-54, 8:43 to go in the third. And this is Golden State Warriors basketball on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Golden State up 18, Spurs with a timeout, and now they have the ball going right to left. Murray with it, topside, bounce pass to Aldridge, quick release on a 17-footer, and he knocked it down.
Well, he hasn't done much all night. It certainly would help the Spurs if Aldridge got it going, but you got to make sure you try to take away that mid-range game.
Another night against Portland on Monday. There's 1 point in the second half. Everybody who had played for San Antonio had a rebound except Aldridge.
Wow.
Curry, far wing, goes all the way in. Left-hand runner, high off the window. It's up and good. Well, he's done that about 4 times tonight. 74-56. Warriors now with 38 points in the paint. Aldridge takes a three off penetration on the right wing. No good. Curry had the rebound. Deflected out of bounds by San Antonio. And it will be Golden State ball. Warriors wearing their Oakland jerseys tonight. Curry with the ball. Bent over at the waist of the dribble. On the bounce to Wiseman. Wiseman over to Draymond. Draymond calls up Wiseman for a screen. No, he feeds Wiseman, but Wiseman wasn't ready. Ball goes by him, and DeRozan has it for San Antonio. On the break, good bounce pass, and a nice left-handed finish cruising right to left underneath the goal by DeJounte Murray.
Draymond not happy with Wiseman, not cutting hard enough, and Wiseman doing the right thing.
And now Curry throws the ball away. Now it's back-to-back. Easy buckets, and Steve Kerr calls a timeout. Murray with a dunk on a breakaway at 74-60. Timeout Warriors, 7:25 to go in the third on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 7:25 to go in the third. Golden State 74, San Antonio 60. Warriors with the ball, and Curry to throw it in. Draymond Green catches, brings the ball up. That's a substitution for San Antonio. Devin Vassell has checked in for the Spurs. Draymond Green off a screen. Hand off to Curry for a three right side. Doesn't get it. Rebound deflected. Aldridge has it. DeRozan, never really in a hurry. Takes it to the elbow. Pump fake. Leans in. Gets a bump from Wiggins. The foul call. And going to the free throw line again is DeMar DeRozan.
Well, they need to put together a couple good trips down the court, because this is where things start in the NBA, where comebacks start. And I'm not saying the Spurs couldn't have done it otherwise, but a couple turnovers, you just gave them 4 points. You were up 18. Now it's 14. You miss a shot. They come back down, get another one. Now it's 12 or 13 right now. It could be 12, which is still a nice lead. But this is how things get started. And then all of a sudden you look up and you're down in a game. You're up 18 going, God, when did that start? Well, it started because you were sloppy.
DeRozan hits free throws. He's 9 for 9. Tonight. Ken, you cannot buy on his pump fake. You have to stay down. Here's Draymond Green.
Zone it up.
Yep. Curry with the ball on the right side. And it kind of morphs into a man-to-man.
Yeah.
Wiggins goes baseline. Hand off.
Nice.
Wiseman. Another dunk for the rookie. Low left this time. Can't wait to see his shot chart tonight. He's got 16 points. Six makes.
Be a good one.
Little dots all yeah. around the rim. 6.5 to go in the third. Here's Murray to Aldridge. Aldridge, top of the key, spins, goes to the corner. Jumper on the way there by Vassell. No good. Did Draymond get a piece of that? It was well short. Curry has the ball. Curry in transition. Back over to Draymond. Lob to Wiseman. Look out! And that's another dunk for Golden State.
There you go.
My goodness.
Well, they're just not keeping the ball in front of them. And then look, basically it's a two-on-one fast break with Draymond coming at you. And Wiseman behind you. Good luck.
Murray driving in. Pass to the far corner. DeRozan spots up for a three. Doesn't get it. Wiseman defensive rebound. Underhands the outlet to Draymond. Draymond with the Spurs back in their gray jerseys. Curry gets the pass. Turns, fakes, drop step underneath. Under scoop. Goes around and down for Stephen Curry.
That's how you restore order.
That's just not fair. 6-0-1 for Golden State. They're back up by 18. Here's a drive down the lane. Ball thrown up top. Vassell with a great catch. He got fouled on it. The foul's on Stephen Curry. By the way, in our Twitter question, we heard that someone liked exercising on the Bay Bridge. One of the things they liked about Oakland, Chris checks in. He's driving on the Bay Bridge. Happy to report no one working out in the lanes.
Glad to hear it.
Thank you, Chris, for that update. The traffic update. Always, we're a full service broadcast here on Warriors Radio.
We try.
They're watching. That's going to get sponsored, I think. Murray will throw it in. Gets it to DeRozan. San Antonio on the attack. DeRozan down the lane. Lost the ball. Goes out of bounds, far corner. DeRozan wanted a foul call. He's already got a technical, though, so he can't say too much of that.
Well, you can't try to draw the foul after you've already lost the ball. It doesn't work that way.
Curry off the dribble, takes a three over Murray. That's no good. Full goes straight down to Aldridge. 5:13 to go in the third. Golden State up by 18. DeRozan pulls up, shoots over Draymond. That was blocked. And a loose ball to Curry. He wants to push. Has Bazemore on the right wing. Catch and shoot three. The new Millennium Fast Break cashing in for Golden State. And they lead by 21. And Bazemore now with 599. Now 600 career threes. And the shot is up. And is it good? Did it go in?
Yeah.
It went in?
It was fouled by Wiseman. He's going to have to learn when guys are coming at him, he's going to have to give space. You can't go into the player. You're going to draw the foul, and then they're going to have a chance to get a three-point play. Well, you certainly can't reach either. I think, yeah, I don't know if you're sure if he called him on the reach or the elbow to the head that just grazed him.
Murray with the free throw. He made the bucket and the three-point play. 83-65. He's got a 20-point night thanks to a 9-point third quarter. Curry. Pick and roll goes to Draymond. Draymond goes to the far corner to Wiggins. Back up top to Draymond. In deep to Wiseman. Goes for the turnaround. Stripped away. Draymond has the ball. Deflected it to Curry. Curry with five on the clock, guarded by Mills. Off the screen, Curry splits traffic down the lane to the rim, goes up and scooped it, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound comes to Murray. He's going full speed down the far side. Vassell to Mills. Mills steps out, can't get a shot off. Ball rotated out to the near wing. Murray backs up Curry. Drives down the lane, handoff, pass right through the hands of Aldridge. Saved in the corner. It goes into the near wing to DeRozan. Still six on the clock. He spins, rotates out to Aldridge to the corner. The rookie Devin Vassell up with a shot. That's no good, and Wiggins with the rebound. A lot going on there. 83-65 Warriors. Wiggins and Curry exchange. Wiggins drives, ball deflected away. Bazemore to it. Bounce pass for Draymond. Draymond gets the deflection to the corner. It's Wiggins. He'll fire away. No good. Wiseman tipped the rebound. It's out of bounds to the Spurs.
Well, I like the defense right now. They're forcing. And that time it was James Wiseman just rotating over. And yeah, I'm not sure if it was DeRozan or was it Patty Mills. Anyway, somebody drove to the hoop. And Wiseman just being there made him pass out to the perimeter and allowed guys time to recover. And they recovered, and then recovered again, and then the extra effort recovered again and made the Spurs take a tough shot.
James Wiseman, 18.7 of 9 shooting. LaMarcus Aldridge, 4 on 2 of 8. Murray up top. Looney has replaced Wiseman now. Murray hits a jump shot straight on over Wiggins. 83-67. Still 3:24 to go third. Curry quickly to Bazemore on the right sideline. In front of the Warriors bench, Draymond Green gets a pass in the middle, directing traffic. Just shoveled it over to Wiggins' left wing. He shows the ball, spins in traffic, shoots over a double team. Not there. Looney gets the rebound on the weak side and an easy putback for Kevon.
And nice job by Looney doing his work early. Getting into DeRozan, pushed him underneath the bucket, and basically the shot fell right into his lap and he was able to corral it and put it in.
DeRozan to Aldridge. Popping out is Murray. He'll straighten behind the screen. The three short. Curry with the rebound. Spurs are 3 of 27 from three. Curry takes it right side. Drives on Mills. Hook pass to the corner. Bazemore. He caught the ball standing out of bounds.
Always a fan favorite.
Unfortunately, though, if you had 2:37 to go in the third, we had someone in the first quarter. So, unfortunately, you will not be tonight's winner.
What if you had a two-team parlay?
That day is coming, I think, at the NBA. You know, I'm watching.
I know it is.
On days off, watching some games on League Pass and betting segments at halftime.
I know. What do you think I'll be doing at halftime? Hey, Tim, I'm going to go out there and grab some water.
Again, another sponsored segment. Here comes DeRozan. DeRozan leans in, passes out. Got Capurdo on the way. His shot was blocked by Looney. Got a piece of that. Get Looney with the rebound. Hand off to Draymond. In deep to Bazemore.
Nice.
Turns and shoots over Patty Mills and banked it home.
Pay it off. I love watching guys run down the court and then seal right in the middle, right by the restricted area, and get the guy on their back, ask for it, get it, and score.
Warriors lead by 20. They've let by as many as 22. Mills with the dribble, rotates over to the far side, DeRozan. DeRozan on the go. Backs up Oubre Jr. Looney knocked it away. Just roofed him. Curry to Draymond. Draymond on the break, and he's fouled in the open floor. I'm not sure why. It was a two-on-two with a trailer.
Because everybody else does it. As a coach, that would probably drive me crazy. Like guys that just take fouls for no reason because, well, fast break, I don't want to slide my feet and get in front of him. I don't want to get in front of him. It's all just fouling. Sometimes it's a good foul. Sometimes I just shake my head.
Damian Lee is in for Draymond Green. So the Warriors have a lot of wings out there with Curry and Looney. Bazemore up top. He'll drive. Goes right around Rudy Gay. A right-hand finish for Kent Bazemore. And he stares at his offhand. And the Warriors have tied their biggest lead of the game, 89-67. Patty Mills comes over. Off the screen. Mills with a three. Back rim. Curry with a nice box out inside. Curry with the rebound. Takes it front court. Splitting traffic down the lane. Passes to the corner. Lee is there. Three ball doesn't go, and Rudy Gay, defensive rebound. Gay to the timeline. Puts on the brakes. Gets a screen. Hesitates. Now pulls up. His jumper's on the way. And what did you call him before?
Professional scorer.
Indeed he is.
Man knows how to put the ball in the hole.
He's got 6 points on 5 shots. Go with 8 rebounds. Warriors lead by 20. Final 50 seconds of the third. Oubre Jr. stumbles on his drive, but that's because Rudy Gay was called on a reach-in. Or it might have been the rookie. It is the rookie who gets the foul. Second foul the last 2 minutes on the Spurs, and that's where Devin Vassell, who took that foul on the fast break, that's where it comes into play.
Yep, absolutely.
That would have been the first foul in the last 2 minutes. But now, at the free throw line is Kelly Oubre Jr. Randy checks in on Twitter, says he likes most about Oakland. Madam Vice President. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
She's got her Warrior jersey with the Oakland jersey. It's going to hang up in her office. That's pretty cool. Oubre hits one of two. 90-69 Warriors. Rudy Gay on the near wing. Guarded by Damian Lee. Gay, of course, spent a lot of time in Memphis. Time in Sacramento as well. Off the screen. Drives in. On the go. Bank shot. Nothing there. Pirtle tipped it. Rebound deflected. Curry's got it. 30 seconds. Does he go 2-for-1? Why not with a 3? It's no good. And it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, you saw as he passed half court, looking up at the clock real quick, see if he can squeeze off a shot. I don't know. I mean, 26.1 now. Yeah, that's a little thin to be thinking you're going to get the ball back. But, you know, if the Spurs mess it up, you could certainly get another shot off.
Curry, by the way, his fourth a double-double of the season. 26 points and 11 rebounds. He does have 7 assists. DeRozan with it up top. Pirtle sets the screen. DeRozan gets it to the corner. Devin Vassell there. Jumper short. Got his own rebound. Put back. Nicely done with 1.4 to go on the clock. Curry will take it. Fakes. And he traveled. They call a travel in the backcourt. Santonio will get it back with 0.3 to go. And you know what head coach Steve Kerr is thinking. Now you call the travel. Ball batted down by Bazemore on the inbounds, and the buzzer sounds. The quarter is over. Golden State takes a 19-point lead to the fourth. They've outscored the Spurs 48-30 in the paint. They lead 90-71 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Hey, Dub Nation, Rakuten is giving Warrior fans an Oakland Forever surprise. For a limited time, get an exclusive Warriors hoodie by Oaklandish. It's free when you sign up for Rakuten and spend $25 at Warrior Shop, in-store or online. And as an and one, you'll also earn 10% cash back. Go to Rakuten.com/Warriors. Resetting your lineups as we start the fourth quarter. DeRozan, Vassell, Mills, Gay, and Jakob Pertl against Oubre Jr., Bazemore, Lee Pascal, and Wanamaker. Spurs attacking the basket to our left. Ball is entered down to the box to Gay. Gay on Oubre Jr. slowly turns, right-hand jump hook up and good.
And see, a professional shooter is a guy that can shoot.
Yeah.
A scorer is a guy that can get you points, whether it's on the free throw line, threes, jump hooks, post-ups, pull-up game.
Bazemore has it. Tosses up top to Pascal. Pascal drives up.
Nice.
Pirtle puts on the brakes, and Pirtle flies by, and he gets an easy layup.
Did the Top Gun fly by on him?
Except no coffee was spilled. Patty Mills goes baseline. Chase to the other side. He falls down, and falling on top of him was Bazemore.
Well, that's because he didn't buzz the tower.
He did not buzz the tower.
No, he knows better.
By the way, Rudy Gay, only he and LeBron James have 1,000 threes, 16,000 points, 5,000 rebounds, and 1,000 steals.
Wow. Good company.
That's production.
Yes, it is.
I tell you. Spurs with it after the foul. Warriors up 19. And Vassell terminates his dribble, gets it up top to Mills. Mills fires away over Wanamaker. It goes off the rim, and Oubre Jr.'s got the rebound. Oubre Jr. to Bazemore. So Oubre Jr. again playing with this second group, if you will. Oubre Jr. baseline drive goes up, draws a foul.
I mean, there's a lot of things we can, and I'm sure we'll get into them as the game goes on and after the game, but a lot of ways to dissect this game, but it's really only one. When you're 3-for-29 from three, you're not winning an NBA game. Not today's NBA when the three means so much. Just not going to happen. And that's what the Spurs are right now. 3-for-29. It's a robust 10.3%, by the way.
It was like the Rockets in that game when they missed 27 in a row.
Yep.
At some point, you had to put your head down and get to the rim.
Yeah. Well, except for the Rockets, they don't do that. You know why? Because the math tells them not to. Just keep shooting. Guess what? The math was wrong that game.
Didn't work out for the Rays either in the World Series. Free throw's good.
No, it did not.
Oubre
Thank
Jr.
you.
Ball goes to Jakob Poeltl up top. Trying to feed the cutter, but Bazemore is there. Pass it's in for Mills. Oubre picked it up to the right sideline to Lee. Right corner, Pascal. He stops. Spins back. Nowhere to go. Locked up. Feeds Wanamaker. Topside. Triple. No good. Rudy Gay holds the rebound high. Floats it down the right wing to Patty Mills, who will take it to the front court. Mills, nice move, comes cruising the baseline. Trapped now, throws to Gay. He slices down the lane, feeds Jakob Poeltl from about 4 feet. It's up and good.
Well, that was nice offense, moving from one side to the middle to the other side to get a wide open look.
94-75. Oubre Jr. with a catch, hand off to Bazemore. Bazemore comes the other way, high dribble, throws a pass that somehow got to Wanamaker, and he's called for a travel.
Well, that was just, because that should have never been thrown. I don't even know if he saw him. He was actually covered up by Gay. I mean, completely covered up. I'm with you. I don't know how that ball got through.
Yeah, that play was going nowhere. Golden State up 19 with 9:50 to go. Mills, high screen and roll with Poeltl. Lob for Poeltl. He'll catch, goes up, and scores. That was easy. Warriors haven't given up too many easy points that haven't started with turnovers. Ball to Damian Lee. Hand off to Wanamaker. Screen by Pascal. Kind of a slip screen. Wanamaker again rolls it. Pass kicked. And the shot clock goes from 9 to 14. Golden State will throw it in on the far wing. On the city sideline. We're high above the Bay sideline. Here at Chase Center.
Right now, it's all about just getting shots up. Just quality shots, no turnovers.
Pascal goes in, takes it to Poeltl. Shot blocked. Bazemore gets it back. 7 to shoot. Dialing long distance. That's no good. Oubre with the rebound. Back to Bazemore. Touch pass to Lee. He'll fire for three,
nice.
And it's good. 96 to 77. First basket for Damian Lee, who always seems to get some points in the fourth quarter. Now we give a whistle and a foul. Oubre Jr. gets he gets teed up for Ben Taylor for like just throwing a hand in his direction.
So like, come on. Is that what we're doing now? For just a hand you're going to tee?
Well, you saw how he got teed up in L.A.
Well, the kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Mario Elie made a career reputation out of a kiss.
Oh, Murray would have been disqualified from half the games he played in.
But again, that one was, you know, yeah, I could see that, but this is just a waving of a hand. Let him burn off some steam for a second.
Yeah.
Inside, going in for a layup that time was Johnson, and he got whacked from behind. He still hasn't got a bucket on the night.
The only way to me that's tech worthy is if he's been going at you all game. And you've told him, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough.
96-78. They're going to take a look at this on the foul that may be flagrant inside.
Yep.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Damian Lee went to swat the ball and got Johnson across the head. So this will be a flagrant foul. We'll take the break. Come back with more. 9:02 to go. Warriors 96, Spurs 78. On the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Damian Lee wound up trying to block the shot from Keldon Johnson, missed badly and whacked him right across the face. He has been tagged with a flagrant two, so he's ejected at the free throw line. Johnson makes one of two. Spurs get the ball and a side out on the near wing. And the call and review brought to you by RingCentral, official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Golden State Warriors. Spurs will throw it in. Bad pass, stolen away. Wanamaker, and he stepped out of bounds. Season high for the Warriors, stepping out of bounds of the ball or catching it out of bounds. That's a three.
Can you keep track of that?
Well, I am now. This is the third time tonight. I know that's a season high. Just, you know. They're going to say that Wanamaker never had possession, or are they? I heard 22 seconds. Now I see 24. So he did have possession. I thought he did. Patty Mills will bring it up. Played 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. Golden State's lead is 16. Jakob Poeltl outside. Straight on. Looney guarding him. Handoff. Down the lane. Johnson to Poeltl. Layup good and a foul. Well, for whatever reason tonight, this second unit has just not clicked.
They really haven't. Defensively, they're getting beat. Nice play by Johnson, too, to be able to get up in the air and slide it in between two defenders and get it to Poeltl for a three-point play opportunity.
Oubre Jr. with the foul. That's his third. Free throw does not fall for Jakob Poeltl, the first Austrian to ever play in the NBA. Oubre Jr. gets it to Pascal. Now the wing to Bazemore. Up top, Wanamaker. Wanamaker back to Bazemore. Bazemore drives on Mills. Hook pass to the wing to Pascal. Up top, Wanamaker. Shot clock at five. Back to Bazemore. Right corner three. No. Oubre Jr. catches and dunks it in one motion. Flying high. Throwing it down hard. 98-82.
Wow.
Man. That's a drive and a layup attempt on the far end. That time no good by Walker. Rebound to Bazemore. That dunk needed like a bubble, one of those bubble things from Batman with a pow or some sort of description. Pascal baseline. Poe goes into a jumper and hits it over Rudy Gay. Greg Popovich calls a timeout. 100-82. Thought bubble, that's what I was thinking of. 7:53 to go, fourth quarter on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Spurs with the ball after the timeout. Golden State back up by 18. Far wing now. Setting up shop is Murray. Wanamaker his defender. Murray at the hash mark. Ball goes into the corner. Johnson to Gay. Gay working on Pascal. Spins. Fade away. Jumper's up. No good. Oubre Jr. with the defensive rebound. Wanamaker joined by Looney and Wiggins to round out the five. Wanamaker on the bounce to Looney. Back to the basket, turns, and hands off to Oubre Jr. behind the screen. Had a shot. Now he'll step back off the dribble and miss. And Johnson with a defensive board. Johnson stutter steps down the lane. Goes up strong over Looney and banked it home. Boy, that was his toughest look of the night. And he scored.
Absolutely was his toughest look of the night.
He is 1 of 8 now. Wanamaker rotates to Looney up top on the right wing to Pascal. Pascal with the dribble. Moves it on Gay. In traffic. Spins. Hangs. One-hander. Back rim no good. But a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Rudy Gay.
I'm sure Steve wouldn't mind extending his lead to mid-20s in the next couple minutes. Maybe you can give Steph the night off with a back-to-back. Or not night off, but fourth quarter.
We're over. I'm sorry. I was going to say we're overdue for a station ID, so let's pause. 10-second station identification on the Warriors Radio Network. Sorry about that. Nice. Pascal makes one and misses one. It's 101-84. Spurs with the rebound on the ball. Johnson down the lane. Johnson, giddy up. Flipped it up. No good. Ball tipped away by Looney. It's a scramble for the loose ball on the baseline. Johnson had it, and he dribbled it out of bounds.
Nice hustle.
Also by Johnson, by Pascal. Curry coming back in now. The Warriors up 17. If they were to go on a burst here and maybe get it into the mid-20s, then maybe I think Steph's night would be done.
Yeah, maybe the next couple minutes. But 17, it's still a ball game.
Absolutely. Wanamaker directing traffic, throws to the far sideline. It's Pascal. Wanamaker now to Wiggins. He's open against the zone and just hits a three. Zone breaker right there.
All right, it's no longer a ball game.
We did have strong winds here in it's the Bay over. Area. So Rudy Gay, pump fake, baseline jumper. That's good. Well, when he got it going early in his career, you couldn't get to that shot.
Nope.
Pass intended inside for a wide open Wiggins, but it bounces off the leg of Pirtle and goes out of bounds baseline right. Wanamaker trying to set him up. So I think here with Wanamaker playing alongside Curry, Tom, maybe Wanamaker handling is going to let Curry work a little bit more off the ball.
Yeah, that could definitely work.
Wanamaker takes the pass from Curry, rotates to Wiggins, over to Pascal, won't shoot the three, dribbles in, throws out, Wiggins, topside, triple, that's good. Wiggins makes it 107-86.
And a nice play by Eric Pascal, too. Being aggressive, draw the defense, kick it back out to Wiggins.
Wiggins with a quiet 18 points. Johnson, baseline drive Murray. Feeds over to the corner to Walker. Walker for three. Rattled in and out. There's Wiggins to clear it up. Backward bounce pass to Curry. Curry at midcourt. Curry, backward flip for Looney. Right through his hands. Hustles to it. Spins away from trouble. Feeds Pascal. Pascal to Wanamaker. Right in front of the Warrior bench. Three ball for Wanamaker. And now I think, Tom, you can safely say that.
Yep.
Warriors up 24.
I think Steph came in for about a minute. He's going to come right back out.
Ball to the wing to Walker. Walker with it.
Or maybe not.
Finding Johnson. Johnson now. Boy, he has a green light. Dribbles down the lane. Forced one up over Looney and draws a foul.
I don't know if he's coming. Coaches are pretty conservative when it comes to 5 minutes, still a lot of time.
Yep.
So it wouldn't surprise me if Poole maybe went in for Wanamaker. But maybe Steph. But I'm telling you. 24, coaches would look at it and go, 24, 5 minutes? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Coaches would say, well, we turned the ball over twice, and they hit a couple of threes.
Yep,
and now
exactly.
It's,
he did take Steph out. And Kevon coming out of the game. So Steph, checked in for a minute. They went on like a 9-0 run. Come on back out. Enjoy.
We'll get our first look at the rookie Trey Jones out of Duke, the 41st pick of the draft. He's checked in for San Antonio. 110-87. Johnson makes one of two from the free throw line for the Spurs. Pascal with it with Wiggins. Wiseman, Wanamaker, and Jordan Poole out there. Wiggins down the lane. Handoff Wiseman, and yet another dunk for the rookie. This one he spins from left to right and flushed it with two hands.
Well, he's put himself in a good position to receive those passes. You got to move a little bit, find the open area, the dunker spot, as they call it. Draw the defense, you get those easy buckets.
How cool was it the other night, Draymond coaching him up on the floor?
Yeah.
Trey Lyles for three. Front rim, glass, and no good. Wanamaker with a rebound.
Although it was kind of rude. He did it right in front of Marc Gasol.
I know. Marc Gasol, hey, I'm standing here. Jumper by Wiseman, top of the key, no good. Pirtle with a rebound. That's what I would have said. Hey, I'm right here. I can hear you.
You know, I was a defensive player of the year like you.
Oh, man. That's just too funny. Trey Jones out there. Hassel, another rookie, takes it down the lane. Hangs, shot no good, and a foul. This will go against Wiggins. Third foul on Wiggins. Gotta tell you, the way the Spurs were playing, and they played a very good game up in Portland the other night. They've won six of their last eight. They've been very good on the road. The Warriors coming in just setting the tone early. Timeout for Steve Kerr. 3:56 to go. He's going to get Michael Mulder on the floor. Warriors 112, Spurs 87 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 3:56 left. Warriors 112, Spurs 87. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, our cast of thousands here. James Kincaid handling the producing. R.C. Davis stepping away for a couple of days. Alan Brown's our statistician. Mike Baird, our on-site engineer. The voice from the Santa Cruz Warriors, Kevin Dana, helping us out as well. So we got the full crew here.
No, how about Wiseman getting his 20 tonight? 8 for 11 shooting.
There you go.
He did a nice game. Three assists, too. And I think all those came in the first quarter, didn't they?
Yeah, Wiseman, that's all in the first quarter. That's a career high for him in assists, career high in points.
And a lot of it, 8 for 11, I think he's missed. Three shots that he's missed have been jump shots. And again, sometimes the big guy, you just got to find yourself in the right spot. And I shouldn't say it as find yourself like, oh, look, I happen to be in the right spot. You got to work to get in the right spot. And you got to have a feel for how the defense is going to play the driver. And then you got to slide one way, slide the other way. It does the driver no good if you're standing behind a defender. You got to make yourself available, and you got to do it at the right moment. and he's had a couple nice plays, and ultimately he just passed it to him, and he's so long and athletic, once he catches it down there, it's going to be a dunk.
And going back to that point about Draymond talking to him, and that was one of the things he was saying. He said, hey, you have to look for the ball. You yep. have to be ready to catch it. And Draymond was telling him, hey, I like that, and meaning, hey, we like you getting the ball
yep.
close to the rim.
Yep, absolutely.
Tonight he's got 20 points, 6 rebounds, and still so much he has to learn. Free throw good for Devin Vassell. The Warriors now leading 112-88. Wanamaker down the right side. Bounce pass to Mulder. To Bazemore. Back to Wanamaker, who relocates to the left hash mark. Wiseman sets the screen, goes away. Resets the screen. Wanamaker pushes it to the baseline. Backs up, missed the shot. And the rebound pulled down by Johnson. Johnson waits. Gets the ball to Trey Jones. Plays his college ball at Duke. Takes it down to the corner, in trouble. Gets it on the wing. Vassell gets it up top. Johnson makes a move, drives in, got fouled, and Wiseman maybe just a step too late coming over help from the weak side.
I like Johnson's confidence.
Oh,
I mean, he has really struggled tonight, 1 for 9, and it doesn't faze him. And I like guys like that that say, you know what, I'm good. This is the right play. Let's try to make it. And he's staying aggressive. Some guys go into it, especially young guys, go into a shell. It's like, hey, I've already done my damage tonight. Let me pass it around, let some D.O. shoot.
Well, that was one of the impressive things I thought that Kelly Oubre showed in the first couple weeks of the season.
Yep.
As bad as he was missing threes, he didn't let it affect him on the floor. I mean, he was still out there defending,
yep.
getting after loose balls, and now he's in a much better rhythm. Two free throws good for Johnson, 112-90 Golden State. Wiseman with a handoff to Bazemore. Rotates to Wanamaker. Open three look there, too strong. Wiseman looks for the offensive rebound. Batted in the air, though, by Jakob Poeltl. And the Spurs come away with it. Trey Lyles to Johnson. Johnson, pass to Poeltl. In traffic, turns and directed it up and into the bucket. Nice play by Jakob Poeltl. Turned in one motion, grabbed it and flipped it up and in. Lead back down to 20. Jordan Poole, left-hand dribble. Takes the bump, takes the shot, off the rim, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Eric Paschal getting ready to come in for Golden State. 2:30 to go in the game. Johnson drives in around Wiseman, missed it. Loose ball on the rebound, and Wanamaker spins away with it. Wanamaker throws the corner. Poole there, he launches. It's a three, and it's good for Jordan Poole.
Oh, he gets his feet set. He could shoot it.
115-92.
He's just going to have to learn to do some of their little things on the court to get himself in the rotation.
Trey Jones to Poeltl, back to Jones. Far side, Johnson, or rather, excuse me, Trey Lyles probing the defense. Jumper no good, ball tipped, grabbed by Vassell, over to Jones, and he traveled. Travel call, again, that little move from the wing. Paschal in, and Wanamaker will sit down.
Spurs 3 for 32. Wow. From beyond the arc.
Wow.
Earlier this year, the Knicks were 3 for 36 against Toronto.
And we'll see the Knicks tomorrow night.
Yep.
Tom Thibodeau's got them playing defense. Poole takes it to trouble. Turnover. Vassell to steal. Vassell going all the way in. Poole fouls him rather than let him score.
Well, it's going to be awesome tomorrow night because with no fans in here.
Oh,
we're going to get the full Thibodeau.
I hadn't thought of that.
Full Tibbs experience.
Oh.
It'll be like Tibbs is up here with us, sitting next to us.
I love the guy. He's a great guy. He's from
great guy.
New Britain, Connecticut.
But man, I want to tell him sometimes, it just, go sit down. Enjoy the game for like 30 seconds. He is high strung.
But he can really coach.
He can coach.
And they are playing, you know, with a team that many people didn't expect anything out of. He's got them playing competitively. Vassell with a couple free throws. 115-94 here. 94 seconds to go. Wiseman catches outside. Hand off to Poole behind the screen. Three, that's good. Jordan Poole hits that. And again, like you said, setting his feet.
Yep.
118-94. Poeltl the screening ability of James Wiseman, I think, is really going to help Golden State for years to come. Johnson takes it in, throws it. They gave him continuation in the bucket and the foul on Wiseman.
Wouldn't you if the guy was 1 for 10? Well, I'd give it to him,
I know,
too.
Maybe it just looked weird to me.
Well, it was a slow Euro step. I think it very well could have been a continuation play. Yeah, I would have given that continuation.
I don't know. He was almost up and down on that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Man was 1 for 10, Tim. Come on. You're angry. have a heart.
Hey, I've been a grumpy old man coming out of the womb.
Pascal, yeah, but you had 1 for 10 days, I'm sure.
Oh, I have 0 for 10 days.
and you would have liked the N1.
Yeah, I would have liked anything at that point. Oh, Jakob Poeltl turns downstairs. Johnson spinning, left hand, no good. Man, he's still out there fighting. Pascal with a defensive rebound for Golden State. Pascal throws ahead. Good catch in the corner by Poole. He'll take another three, and he hits that.
Jordan Poole has hit as many threes as the Spurs in the last minute and a half.
Wow. Just wow.
For the game, by the way. For the Spurs, by the game.
Right. 121-96. Trey Jones to the rack, high off the window. That doesn't go. Pascal with it. 24.8 to go. Poole will take another three. That's up no good, and the rebound goes to Jakob Poeltl.
I don't know. Maybe you hold that
one. I don't know if you pull the trigger on that
maybe
one.
Maybe you hold that one. You're already up 25.
Spurs will dribble it out. Trey Jones just takes a shot with about 3 seconds to go. It's good. And that'll make the final score 121-99. Golden State with a rather convincing victory here at Chase Center. And I know that you're very excited about this time. The Warriors are now 6-1 on Inauguration Day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.